Welcome to Gems with Curry Glassell. That would be me, Curry Glassell. So how are y'all this morning or this evening or this afternoon, wherever in the world you are? We put these podcasts on Monday because I thought, wow, how awesome if you're driving to work or you're driving home from work and it's Monday, maybe it's not so fun for you to go to work on Monday. And what would it be like for me to cheer you up? How about just inspire you with the thought, what do you know that you're denying that you know about life? What do you know that you're denying that you know about creating money, wealth, and finances? What do you know that you're absolutely refusing to know that you know? I know, that sounds really crazy, right? Well, if you'd be willing to destroy and create your refusal to know, so much could happen for you. Doors of possibilities could happen for you. Would you be willing to destroy and create even that single point of view that you don't know what's best for you, that you don't know how to make more money than you currently do? Yes? Okay. Bing! Magic wand. Right and wrong, good, bad, talking about all night, just wears me off. Okay. And you know what? Maybe I'll do that in my head too, because it doesn't really matter as long as it's energetically occurring. So what does that mean? What do you mean, Curry, that I know? That I know. Well, let's broach this really huge topic. Some people are bold enough to present an idea of infinite being as a possibility for you in your life. So just think about it. What if you actually were an infinite being as opposed to a finite being? If you were an infinite being, would anything be truly hard for you? And I can hear you thinking, yeah, if I was an infinite being, I wouldn't be in such a shitty job. Or if I was an infinite being, I wouldn't be making like, you know, $3 an hour or $5 an hour. And I'm going, yeah, you're right. You'd probably be in Australia where the minimum wage is $19 an hour, for goodness sake. Anyway, everything that doesn't allow you to move to Australia, if that's what you like to do, destroy and create all that. Bing, talking pod. So what is it that you do know that you are actually denying that you know? So if you would just roll with me on the idea of becoming an infinite being or allowing yourself to ponder the thought that you might could maybe be an infinite being, I have a couple of propositions for you. One of them, when I first had this thought that the possibility was that I was an infinite being, it was a long, long time ago. And it was when I was sort of an obnoxious child and I was an obnoxious student. And so I remember in church one day, they were talking about this great infinite future that I would be an infinite being as long as I, you know, had Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit and all that. And I was like, well, that's really cool. That's awesome. I'll have that. And then I kept thinking, well, if I have an infinite future, wouldn't I have to have an infinite past as well? Maybe I'm going a little too logical here, but for me, I could not grok. I could not understand how I could possibly have an infinite future without also an infinite past. So I began to question, you know, and I had my love-hate relationship with church. That's fine. Everybody does. You can believe whatever you want to believe, have any kind of relationship with God, or no relationship with God, that doesn't matter. What does, I mean, it matters for you, not to me, is what I mean. It doesn't matter to me what your relationship with God is. What I would like you to consider is, what is infinite being? What would it be to be an infinite being? What would your life be like if you actually considered yourself an infinite being? Would it be harder? Would it be easier? Would it be different? Would you have more choice? Would you be in your body, or would your body be in you? So if you're driving, do not do this exercise. But when you get home, close your eyes and look around you and see if you can find the edges of you. Or are you everywhere you look? That's one of the ways many years ago that I used to practice, and I would not be able to find myself. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm a lot bigger than I first acknowledged. And I began to use these amazing tools of access consciousness, and I began to create an awareness of me as an infinite being. And as an infinite being, would I not know how to create and generate money? Or would I just not have a clue at the moment? Or would I just not have the answer at the moment? Or would I be in the process of asking a question that leads to a possibility, that leads to another door, that leads to another question, that leads to another possibility that will create more joy, more fun, and more money to come? Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive what is possible for you, will you destroy and uncreate that point of view as well? Pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. Yes, it sounds like I'm a chicken. Pock and pod, pock and pod, pock and pod. Well, you too can be a chicken on Monday morning and have fun on your way to work or on your way home. So I am like having a ball here. I'm going to talk about anything that I like because it's my podcast. And so one of the things I love to encourage you is that you really do know. You really, really do know more than you give yourself credit for. You're actually not as fucked up as you think you are. It's one of my favorite mottos. It is always helpful when I get too significant or I tend to think I'm having a bad hair day. So what if really your knowing could create you twice as much money per month than you're already receiving or creating yourself? Would you be interested in knowing more about what you knew? So that's a question to ponder. So what do you know that you're denying that you know? That if you actually were to acknowledge you knew, would generate and create twice as much income for you per month, now and in the future? Everything doesn't allow you to have that as a point of view. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all that? Pock and pot all that. Magic wand. Bing! Anyway. So what else? What else? What else? What else do you know? You know, when's the last time you went to bed with someone that you knew you shouldn't have? Oh, yeah. Now, here we go. The pedal hits the metal. Or rather, the metal hits the pedal. Well, one of those things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we're talking about the energies coming a little bit clearer, coming a little bit, you know, in close to home. So what if perceiving energy was as easy as acknowledging when you knew you should not have gone home with that person because the next day you felt like a train ran over you? You always know who to spend the night with and who not to spend the night with. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. Energy's easy. Energy is about awareness and about changing your future. So would you like to? If so, keep listening. We'll be with you every Monday. Not quite sure what time, what zone, depending on if you're West Coast, East Coast, or all around the world. We'll be zooming into your reality at some point. And I'd like to leave you with, what do you know that you're denying that you know? That if you would not deny it, would generate and create doubling your income this year with total ease. All right. Have that thought. Have that fun. Fun day Monday. See you next time on Gems with Curry Glassell. Bye-bye for now.